From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized by the California mass shooting, which the FBI confirms as being investigated as an act of terrorism. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said, despite the massacre, we will uphold our values as a free and open society.
Most of all, we stand with 14 families whose hearts are broken. We're learning more about their loved ones, the men and women, the beautiful lives that were lost. They were doing what so many of us do this time of year, enjoying the holidays, celebrating with each other, rejoicing in the bonds of friendship and community that bind us together as Americans.
The Islamic State claimed the married couple involved in the California massacre as supporters.
We begin in California, where two soldiers of the Khilafah.
The group made its first comments about the mass killing in an English radio broadcast today, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Authorities say wife Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the IS on social media, but FBI Director James Comey says so far it has no evidence linking her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, to a terrorist group.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
Both husband and wife died while fleeing the attack afterward. President Barack Obama is expected to address the nation tomorrow evening about the attack. A triple suicide bombing on a market on Lake Chad Saturday killed at least 27 people and injured 90 others. Three explosions in Kulfua were carried out by female bombers, according to the Chad police chief. Nigeria's Islamic extremist group Boko Haram is suspected. This is VOA News. Officials from 195 nations attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The draft document, coming after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options to reduce the emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say many of the unresolved issues remain to be hammered out before the COP21 conference ends on Friday, including who should bear the burden of paying for new directives. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is optimistic.
Governments, cities, the private sector, investors, and the public at large increasingly understand the grave risks posed by climate change. They also see the tangible benefits to be gained by early action.
Scientists have warned that as the Earth warms, the planet will be increasingly hostile to human life, with rising sea levels, devastating storms, and severe droughts. Thailand on Saturday celebrated National Day and the birthday of its monarch with tributes and ceremonies. But as Ron Corbin reports for VOA, even as Thailand marked the occasions, there is concern over the aging monarch's health.
Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha led National Day celebrations amid thousands of people paying tribute to Thailand's revered monarch Bhumibol Adulyadej. Throughout Thailand, celebrations varied from the giving of alms to Buddhist monks to local ceremonies marked by officials and communities. Absent this year was the King's nationwide address amid increasing concerns over his fragile health as he marked his 88th year, 65 years as monarch, the world's longest reigning monarch. Bhumibol's only son, 63-year-old Crown Prince Maha Vacharalongkorn, is the heir apparent to the throne. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
India deployed hundreds of extra soldiers and relief workers to the flooded city of Chennai today, as residents said the government has been too slow in responding to havoc wrought by the heaviest rains in a century. About 280 people have died across Tamil Nadu state since it was hit by the rains beginning on December 1st that left large sections of the capital up to 8 feet of water and trapped people on rooftops with no communication. The rains have now stopped and Chennai's airport has been partially reopened, but more than half of the city remains flooded. Meantime, in Cartagena, Colombia, President Juan Manuel Santos hailed today the discovery of Spanish galleon that went down more than 300 years ago with what may be the world's largest sunken treasure. It has been discovered, they believe. Santos says the exact location and how it was discovered with the help of an international team of experts is a state secret that he will personally safeguard, along with billions of dollars in booty. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.